You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this week's episode of Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and it's such a pleasure to have you here with me. Once again, I hope you are following my journey here. So this week, now I felt a gentle but powerful message wanting to come through, one that arrives not from complex spiritual teachings, but from the quiet wisdom of our animal companions. And it was during a time earlier today that I was doing some animal psychic work with some other beautiful souls, and I got the calling to share that information with you beautiful people today. So right now, many people across the world are feeling uncertain. There's an upheaval in different parts of the globe. There is doubt about the future. There is emotional heaviness that can sometimes feel hard to shift. And when the collective energy becomes unsettled, it's easy for us to absorb that unease into our own lives, into our thoughts, our bodies, and our hearts. But the animal kingdom offers us another way, a simpler frequency, a steadier rhythm. Today's show is about reconnecting with that frequency, the frequency of peace and love, and allowing the animals to guide us back to emotional balance, clarity, and trust. Now, this week, the whole show is based on this beautiful oracle card, which the deck I was using earlier today. And the deck, I'll show you, this is so amazing. Messages from your animals. And this was created by a very good friend of mine who is also an animal communicator. And her name is Dagmar Klingenbog. And the card that I have drawn, which really made me want to create this show today, is peace and love. And the message reads, get infected by your animal's happiness and their good intentions. Try and bring that a bit closer because the image is so beautiful. And it is, what a beautiful phrase, get infected by your animal's happiness. Animals live in a natural state of presence. They don't hold on to yesterday's worries. They don't project fear into tomorrow. They don't plan ahead with that sort of thing. But they meet each moment as it arrives with openness and sincerity. Even animals who have experienced difficulty in their lives, well, they often return to trust more easily than humans do. Their default state is love. Their natural language is peace. And this card, this beautiful card from Dagmar's deck, it reminds us that animals are not just companions. They are energetic teachers. They show us how to return to emotional balance, even when the world around us feels uncertain. And I know I'm feeling it. And I'm wondering if you do too, because at the moment, many sensitive souls are feeling the pressure of global change. You may have noticed unusual emotional ups and downs that don't always feel personal to you. Maybe a sense of restlessness or concern, a desire to withdraw and regroup, or simply a feeling that the world is shifting in ways that we can't fully predict, and that can be scary. So when collective energy is unsettled, empaths and intuitives often absorb more than they realise. You may be carrying feelings that aren't entirely your own. And this is where the message of peace and love becomes so important. Animals don't absorb the world's chaos in the same way we do. Well, they're not on Facebook and Instagram for a start. And because of that, they remain anchored in the present moment. And when we consciously tune into them, they help us to bring back our balance, the balance in our lives. Their nervous systems are regulated by nature, and their awareness is grounded. Their emotional state is honest and immediate. They don't pretend. They don't catastrophize. They simply are. And when we allow ourselves to meet them in that state of being, something inside of us begins to soften. So as we do every show, here is a meditation which is all about receiving peace from the animal kingdom. And let's take a few minutes to reconnect with that peaceful frequency. And remember, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. So, if you're somewhere safe and comfortable, gently close your eyes if it is safe to do so. Begin by taking a slow breath in and release it really slowly and softly. And as you do this, allow your shoulders to relax. Let your mind begin to settle. Now, imagine yourself standing in a peaceful, natural setting, perhaps a meadow, a forest, or a quiet shoreline. The air is calm. The earth beneath you feels steady and supportive. In the distance, an animal of your choosing begins to approach. It may be your own animal companion, an animal you once loved, or simply a gentle presence from the animal kingdom. Notice how this animal moves. Notice their calm, their trust, their natural contentment in simply being alive. They come closer now and stand beside you. Feel the peaceful energy they carry. It radiates outward like a soft light. And with each breath, allow yourself to receive that light. Let it move into your chest, your shoulders, and your whole body. This is the frequency of peace, and this is the frequency of unconditional goodwill. And now silently say to yourself, I allow myself to be infected by peace and love. And stay here for a few breaths. And when you're ready, gently return to the room, open your eyes if they are closed, carrying with you that calm and peace. So, with that in mind, what do animals teach us about peace? Our animals teach us many things, often without words. They teach us how to rest without feeling guilty, how to greet each day with curiosity and get the most out of the day, how to forgive quickly, and how to love without conditions, and also how to trust the rhythm of life. And when an animal feels safe and loved, their natural state is joy. Even simple things, sunlight, a walk, a gentle touch, that's what brings them genuine happiness. And this week's message encourages all of us to let that happiness become contagious, to spend time observing our animals, to slow down enough just to meet them in their world, to let their calm regulate our own nervous system. And even if you don't currently share your life with an animal, you can still connect with animal spirit. You can do that by watching birds, noticing wildlife, or even visualizing an animal presence that you can shift your energy to in profound ways, in that two-way street, energy being exchanged. Now, how about using peace as a practice? Because peace isn't something we wait for the world to give us. It's something we cultivate within ourselves. In times of global uncertainty, choosing peace becomes a powerful spiritual act. This doesn't mean ignoring reality, because it's always there, or pretending that everything is perfect, because it's not. It means grounding yourself so that you don't become overwhelmed by what you can't control. And you can ask yourself, what energy am I carrying that isn't mine? What have I seen on Facebook or Instagram that I've really carried within me ever since? And where in my body can I soften today? How can I bring more gentleness into my own environment? And sometimes the answer is simply to sit quietly with your animal or with the memory of one and gently breathe together. And I'd like you to know that this message of peace and emotional balance often arises in my spirit talk journey sessions, in fact, especially when working with animals and their humans. Animals frequently communicate that their role is not just companionship, but energetic support. They help regulate our emotions because their soothing presence can allow us to release tension. They mirror our state of being. And when we begin to understand what our animals are feeling and sharing energetically, a deeper bond forms. So it's a win-win. And that bond is based on mutual healing and trust. And if you feel called to explore this connection further, you're warmly invited to learn more about Spirit Talk Journeys and my other modalities, including holistic animal wellness, where I use energy work, body work, if I can be there in person with your animal, and just a general sense of allowing the animal to heal themselves. And these sessions, you can book them or find out more through my website, holistic-health.au. And, of course, there are so many other of my holistic modalities on that website. Go there, have a look. There could be something that's exactly what you're looking for at this time. And along with the animals, I will be able to help you with finding your own sense of love and peace. And there's a contact form on that website if you feel guided to connect and reach out to me. I'd love to have a chat. So, peace, love, two simple words. Two powerful frequencies. And this week, just allow yourself to be gently influenced by the steady, loving presence of the animals around you. Take time to look out the window, see the birds and the other native animals that are out there, and sense their own sense of peace and love. And whether they are physically with you or present in spirit, your pets from the past who have passed over. Just let their happiness remind you that joy still exists in this crazy world of ours. So thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Energy, Intuition, Transformation. Until next time, as always, have a blessed week. Please stay gentle, stay grounded, and allow yourself to be lovingly infected by peace and love. Bye for now.